in this world that often emphasizes what divides us, what separates us, we need to focus instead on celebrating what unites us. This act of celebration transcends the borders, bringing together in a shared joy, respect, and understanding and appreciation to add value to one another. Celebrating all forms of faith, beliefs, and traditions doesn't just enrich our lives, it builds bridges between cultures and fosters an environment where empathy, abundance, and connection can flourish. A group, a community of people like this one, of people who want to help each other and know people that can help each other, that will buy from each other and sell for each other their ideas, their goodness, their kindness, their generosity, their products, their services, their solutions, their brands. In this exploration, we want to dive into the power of this universal celebration, the ability to utilize gratitude and forgiveness in order to find the light, the love, and the lessons and everything, and an ability to create a foundation based off of mutual respect, understanding, and gratitude. There is a universal language of celebration. So many of us during the holiday season focus in on the separation, the differences, the understanding is not there in this universal language. The celebration transcends all of these cultural, religious, ideological, philosophical, and spiritual boundaries that we predispose by the meaning that we give celebration. No matter what our background is, the act of celebrating common themes, to find and appreciate the common things, to meet people at their feet, like gratitude and hope, and create a shared experience that connects this community of people, or fostering unity through universal joy. There's so many festivals that have similarities and commonalities. Festivals like Diwali, Christmas, Eid, Lunar, New Year's, common themes of light, family renewal. Demonstrating celebration can be a common ground for all, but only if we appreciate these differences, identify and share and pick out universal themes that all celebrations encompass. For example, gratitude or love or giving, generosity, hope, and faith. When we can find and focus in on and celebrate the celebratable with universal themes to unite us in all that transcends the dogmatic principles, the rituals that seem to separate us and create differences and interference between the purpose and the pain of the holidays or the celebrations that we see. The second thing we want to do is to embrace this diversity. So not only must we meet people at their feet and find the commonalities, but we want to embrace the diversity by celebrating all traditions, rituals, religions, by utilizing a form of inclusivity that enriches our lives and perspective. But inclusivity is not equality. Inclusivity is the ability to appreciate the fact that there is no equality, that we are all different, that you are a unique fingerprint on this earth, and that you are different than every other person on earth. And therefore, the only way we create the unity, the only way we can celebrate that which is celebratable, is to embrace the diversity while meeting people where their feet are. Celebrating others' traditions doesn't diminish your own. I'll repeat that. Celebrating others' traditions, rituals, holidays, and traditions does not diminish your own. It expands your understanding of the community. It expands our understanding of humanity. And embrace this diversity not only enhances our worldview, but it also deepens our ability to create this connection, to clear the interference with us and others across the cultural alliances. I've been traveling the world. It's amazing that the differences are sometimes extreme, but yet the commonality in those differences is the appreciation of the differences and the commonality of those themes above of hope and family and light and renewal all transcend the extreme differences that exist when every one of the 8 billion people or more are different. When we look in hosting different multicultural events or recognizing diverse holidays in the workplace. It encourages inclusivity and broadens perspectives only if we do not try to create equality between them, but appreciate the differences. And in order to do that, the idea of celebrating, of enhancing, enlightening, elevating each of the traditions and cultures and diverse interests at home and in the workplace will only create a greater connectivity. It will only shorten the distance of resistance that we have worldwide with all of us. One of the action steps that we could take is we could create a calendar of celebrations, past, present, and future, from various beliefs and make an effort to learn about and to acknowledge and appreciate each one. They can be as simple as celebrating that I have no cavities today at the dentist. It can be a celebration that I am learning about some other cultural experience that I knew nothing about. And so when we create a calendar of what we're looking forward to, what we learned about, what in the past has been celebrated or events that may be annual in their nature, there's a variety of way to elevate our awareness and frequency in this idea of celebrating everything celebratable. In that aspect, just like we don't want to suffer, which is a meaning that we give pain, for too long, just as we want to shorten the distance of resistance that we create in the reaction to fear, to separation, anxiety, worry, guilt, resentment, anger, frustration, etc., we also want to make sure that we are moving forward by not living in that celebration as well. We must move on. And in order to shorten the distance of resistance, we cannot spend too much time in celebration. We want to look forward in faith with hope to utilize intention of what we think, say, do, believe, and feel in alignment with the next celebration. Gratitude is at the core of all of these celebrations. Gratitude is the common thread in the belief systems of all traditions. Gratitude shifts our focus from what we lack to the abundant world of more than enough of everything for everyone, for the ability to find the life, love, and the lessons so that we can give more, be given more by celebrating it, receive more, and ask for more than more. And then continue the abundant flow of more than enough of everything for everyone. Without gratitude, even in the celebratory circumstances, you're going to live a zero-sum game where you are celebrating more but receiving less. And once again, anytime you give more and receive less, you're going to end up at zero. Gratitude is the central theme in celebrating. It enhances our sense of abundance and shifts our focus towards appreciating not only what we have, and creating a mindset of positivity and connection, but appreciating what other people have. Knowing that just because other people have something doesn't mean it diminishes what we have or stops us from having what they have. Whether through Thanksgiving, Ramadan, fasting, mindful practices, gratitude unites people by reminding them of this human shared experience. And any human experience has one common denominator, which is time. The linear time of 24 hours a day in which we separate non-negotiable behaviors and negotiable behaviors, reminding ourselves that non-negotiable behaviors like health and family, celebrating, finance, faith, etc., is not at all relevant tied to any circumstances of any day, including holiday like a birthday, Christmas, Hanukkah, Ramadan, etc. But the negotiable behaviors are circumstantial. And they take up more of the time each day, and we need to learn to prioritize the negotiable behaviors in order to effectuate an acceleration in the divine direction, the aggregation of what we want in that divine direction by seeing the detours, the resistance as divine in their nature, and then, of course, allowing for divine time to have this shared experience based off of the gratitude, the ability to find the light, the love, and the lessons. We need to incorporate daily practices of gratitude and daily practices of knowing what we want personally, experientially, giving and receiving in alignment with the two fastest ways we can get what we want, which is to help other people get what they want or to ask someone to help us to get what we want, and knowing how to do it by using that man-made constructive time by separating non-negotiable and negotiable behaviors, planned and unplanned behaviors, and even our sleep. And being able to share that human experience by prioritizing the negotiables and relying upon the non-negotiables. The non-negotiable behavior, no matter what you're celebrating, are non-negotiable. It's non-circumstantial. It's not relevant to any holiday or any celebration. And that can take sleep is irrelevant to any celebration. It needs to be done every day for a minimum amount of time every day to the best of your capability to recover and to access information, to plateau and grow, and to live a fuller, happier, passionate, purposeful, and profitable life. The non-negotiable behavior includes family and health and fitness, finance, faith, etc. And it leaves us somewhere between 13 and 14 hours of circumstantial behavior, negotiable behavior that are relevant to the holidays, where we spend more time prioritizing what's important to us, whether it's family or golf or the dentist or whatever else we find to be prioritized according to the circumstances of the day, the appreciation of everything celebratable every single day, which incorporates the daily practices of gratitude by reflecting on traditions and beliefs that inspire you and are circumstantial to the holiday or the celebration in which you want to give your intention to. So understanding negotiable and non-negotiable behavior, understanding non-negotiable behavior, sleep, family, health, fitness, faith, finance, that is irrelevant of the circumstance. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas, Christmas Eve. You should be able to utilize with sleep about 10 to 11 hours of your day, including sleep, to be intentional, non-negotiable, non-circumstantial, in order to have non-celebratory activity, and then leave the other 13 or 14 hours a day to celebrate. Celebrate everything celebratable, to prioritize it according to your personal experiential giving and receiving values, who can help you, how to get it done and prioritize that way. Therefore, you're constantly applying your inspiration, your inspiration. You're applying your why by identifying what you're doing to interfere with it. The second component, as we talked about beyond gratitude, is empathy, forgiveness, and building empathy through shared experiences, shared to celebration. So it's one thing for Nick to celebrate his dentist, but it's another for me to share in that celebration and say, hey, congratulations, Nick, keep brushing your teeth and flossing the way that you are. Continue to live a better life, because if you're healthy, including your teeth and your mouth are one of the extreme important areas of your body in order to facilitate being healthy, living longer, living healthier for longer, which is more important than living longer, but living healthier for longer, congratulations, man. Anything I can do to help you? Can you see any reason you wouldn't want to do this? I'm glad that we can, as shared celebration, make sure that you're taking care of your health, even though we have plenty of activity we get paid for together during celebrations and outside of those celebrations as well. Celebrating with others fosters empathy and reduces misunderstandings. There seems to be some interference during the holidays of people that feel resentful, guilty, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry about having to do activity they get paid for, when if they can communicate and share in the celebration, it fosters the empathy and any misunderstandings or mismeanings, as I call them, because you give meaning to everything you see, and it may not be aligned with the same meaning that the person that you're communicating with has, because you are the one that gives meaning to everything you see. That's why you're the only one that can suffer. Pain is shared. Pain is omnipresent and omniscient in its nature, but the way in what you give the meaning, and whether you struggle or promoted, protected, loved, or perfected by it, is all up to you, and it can't be shared with others unless you communicate it effectively. Empathy strengthens communities and deepens human connection with intuition, intelligence, and inspiration. Participating in celebrations outside of your own belief system not only broadens your perspective, but also strengthens your ability to empathize with other people's experiences. Whether it's going to the dentist, celebrating Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year, etc., it doesn't matter. When we can share through empathy in these experiences, we shorten the distance of misunderstandings by sharing the meaning, not the rituals. Attending a different religious, cultural, spiritual ceremony with an open heart, open mind, and open hand deepens the empathy and connection, and we cultivate a greater sense of understanding, of love, of light, and lessons. shortening the distance of resistance between our human experience and the human relationships that we have within the human experience in order to utilize the omniscient experience that we're having, the infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that we share in a world of more than enough of everything where you can celebrate everything celebratable. Actively participate in a celebration outside of your own belief system and share your experience. It could be as minimal as a dentist visit, as you've seen, and we illustrated at the beginning how much fun we can have just because, and let's all celebrate together that Nick has no cavities and that he's going to live, because he's taking care of his mouth, a more healthy, longer life. Healthy and longevity are tied together. We don't just want to live a long time. It would suck if we lived a long time and felt like shit. Let's live a long time and feel great. Now, in order to celebrate all that's celebratable and spend the appropriate amount of the human experience in the linear time frame as a celebratory system that we live in, this unified, abundant, infinite system of thought that has more than enough of everything for everyone, we must have an abundant mindset, meaning that there's room for everyone. There's room for everyone to believe whatever they want. And so celebrating others' beliefs reflects this abundant mindset, an open heart, open eye, mind and open hands of more than enough of everything for everyone. Just because somebody celebrates what they want to celebrate, it does not diminish your capacity to celebrate that or something else. Life is not a zero-sum game. Every celebration adds value to the collective human experience, which is dictated by the 24 hours each day, which is then dictated by the circumstances of the day. Non-negotiable behavior, not dictated by circumstance. Negotiable behaviors prioritized by the circumstance. By adopting an abundant mindset and celebrating this diversity, appreciating the differences, we realize that embracing different perspectives enhances the richness of our own experience. I'm going to repeat that, that embracing the differences in perspective, appreciating the differences in perspective, it actually enhances, it adds value, it appreciates the richness of our own experience. These inclusive, not equitable, these inclusive environments, whether in social or professional settings, increase cohesion, productivity, and overall success, because it's shortening the distance of resistance, it's clearing the interference between you and the omniscient, all-powerful, unified, abundant, infinite system of thought in other people. You can see how your overall success elevates when you belong to a community of such abundant mindset, heartset, and handset of people who want to help each other and know people that can help each other. And by the way, if anybody wants the 5 daily practices or would like the abundant mindset, this training, so that you can revisit the appreciation and start to celebrate in 2025 everything celebratable, then just email me. I'll send this to you for free, david@dmeltzer.com. We also, as everybody knows, has an additional community on Monday that you can join, where I give one-on-one help, and a private networking group of people that elevate each other and celebrate each other. Share one way in which celebrating the differences, the diversity, has a positive impact on you in your personal relationship with professional life. Write that down. And then continue to do that as often as possible, writing down how the appreciation of the differences, by you being more interested than interesting and finding those differences and elevating the meaning to one in which is a shared experience of positivity and growth and mindset of abundance. There is room for all. There's more than enough of everything for everyone. That is why we can celebrate everything celebrating, celebrate everything celebratable with everyone with an abundant mindset. But we also must align these celebrations, align the appreciations with core values. Celebrating authentically means aligning your values and respecting others. We align our values and find the light, the love, and the lessons, the protection, promotion, and perfection in their beliefs, faith, hope, etc. Authenticity of our own values and alignment in those values strengthens your personal and professional relationships. When we can find a common ground of values, whether it be gratitude or forgiveness or accountability, or maybe it's just simple inspiration of effectively communicating that which inspires us, which also may inspire others, or appreciating what inspires others, creates a true celebration. This true celebration occurs when we align our personal values with the universal principles that are fostering, in essence, of your skills, your knowledge, and your desire, which create the meaning of the past, the lessons of the past that only you have experienced and that only you share. This understanding of true celebration occurs when we align those values with the essence, the authenticity, which strengthens these relationships in a bond of commonality, of gratitude, empathy, accountability, and of course, the ability to effectively communicate, to live in spirit, inspired with one another. Integrating mindfulness, charity, or acts of kindness into these celebrations reflects core values shared across all traditions. Inclusive in the celebratory process, regardless of the celebration, the holiday, there is and can be found an act of charity, mindfulness, or kindness and generosity. Because celebrating has a uniquely required characteristic of mindfulness, charity, giving, kindness. In order to celebrate, we have to celebrate something that elevate and celebrate, and utilize the interference to shorten the distance of resistance in order to elevate our awareness, appreciation, to add value to one another. One of the things that we should do is reflect on how our values align with the universal principles of kindness, generosity, and unity. Universal principles are and should be aligned with the values that we have in our capability of appreciation, adding value to everything that's celebratable. Lastly, I want to discuss, how do we create this legacy of celebrating everything celebratable? How do we create a legacy of inclusion, not equity? Because we're not equal. We're all different. Go ahead, put your finger on a biometric reader, and it will prove you're different. Go ahead, put your eye on a biometric reader, your face. We are all, 8 billion of us, completely, all of us different. But by celebrating everything celebratable, we leave behind a legacy of inclusion and unity, not equity. We appreciate the fact that we're different. We elevate and celebrate who we are. I am happy. I am David. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. And I start figuring out what I'm doing to interfere with unity and inclusion that I want to leave as my legacy of a community of people that I want to help one another and know people that can help one another. An abundant community that believes that just because I help you doesn't mean you can't help me. Just because you have doesn't mean I can't have. Just because there's more than enough for everyone doesn't mean there's not more than enough for everything of everyone. The legacy that we create through this inclusive celebration strengthens the community as a whole, not just the individual. Not only for us, but for future generations, in the mission of empowering over a billion people to be happy. It is 1,000 people that I am trying to empower, to empower 1,000, to empower 1,000 in the infinite time, not just in my lifetime. If I can empower 1,000 people, who will empower 1,000, to empower 1,000 people, and that lives past my lifetime as a legacy, I can change the collective consciousness of the earth. Not within the context of my human experience, but within the infinite time. I would be blessed if I could do it within my own human experience, but without the resistance that created that I have to get this done by the time I die, whatever amount of time that may be, I'm appreciating the fact that I can, within context of my lifetime, empower over 1,000 people, to empower over 1,000 people, to empower over 1,000 people, to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, to live in the world of more than enough of everything for everyone, to celebrate everything that's celebratable within the context of the infinite divine time. That is my divine direction. And I'm shorting the distance with the divine detours that I'm taking, the lessons that I'm learning, understanding the authenticity and the essence of what we do by celebrating all that's celebratable, even the extental point. By legacy and fostering the future generations, this value of diversity, not equity, respect and mutual understanding, not equity, creates a world where everyone feels valued and connected, far greater than equity. If everybody in the world felt valued and connected, that is greater than feeling equal. By nurturing an environment of inclusive celebrations today, we can contribute to a world where diversity is celebrated, not equity. Fostering unity for tomorrow to a world of celebration, of more than enough of everything for everyone. Let's all reflect on how our actions today can build this legacy of celebration, of celebrating everything celebration and inclusion, not equity, for the future by appreciating the differences that we are unique. We have an essence. We are unique not only by our fingerprints and our eye and our face, but by our skills, our knowledge and our desire, and the meaning that we give to the human experience, to this lifetime. Our meaning that is irrelevant of anything else, just notating our non-negotiable behaviors that are not circumstantials and our negotiable behaviors that are that need to be prioritized. Let's create this future together by embracing the power of universal celebration, of celebrating everything celebratable. We honor the diversity of human experience, build empathy, and create a foundation of lasting connection for mutual respect. Let's celebrate everything that brings us together, of more than enough of everything for everyone. And in doing so, we can create a world of abundance with love and shared joy to protect, promote, love, and perfect all of us together. This is the holiday season. I challenge you in 2025 that every day is a holiday and we can celebrate everything celebratable. Let's use gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication in order to elevate and celebrate, to know the differences and understand and include ourselves by appreciating them. An abundant, unified system of thought where there's more than enough of everything for everyone. Nick Abuam, the well-oiled machine, I certainly appreciate you. That means add value to our relationship. Let's celebrate everything celebratable here for the second half of the Celebrating Everything Celebratable training. Everybody, if you want the Celebrating Everything Celebratable guide or the 5 daily practices or my book, or if you'd like to join our one-on-one private coaching and networking group, join thousands of us, a community of people that are here to help one another and know people that can help one another, that buy from each other and sell for each other, our ideas, our inspiration, our products, our services, our solutions. Come join us. Elevate and celebrate everything celebratable. Nick Abuam, reset the room. Oh, email me, by the way, david@dmeltzer.com if I can do any of that for you. david@dmeltzer.com. Nick Abuam, the well-oiled machine, I'm celebrating you and your wonderful, beautiful, clean teeth. Who's up? Let's get some questions rocking and rolling.
Absolutely. And thank you, David, as always, for guiding us through the first half. As everybody in the audience knows, whether you're online or live here at the Breakfast with Champions, it is now time for some Q&A. So, of course, if you're joining us online, please go ahead and put your questions in the chat. And if you're live here on Clubhouse, if you are in the audience, as you invite anybody that would benefit from this conversation, whether it's friends, family, or colleagues, use the hand icon to request to join the stage if you have a question for David today. And of course, if you're on stage already, just put a quick note in the room chat and I will pass the mic over your way. Now, with that said, David, let's get started live here on Clubhouse. I see a good friend of ours who's going to be waiting for us in Viva Las Vegas in our investor mastermind. We got the DJ Dave Berlin in the house. Mr. Berlin, happy Friday, my friend. I hope you are having an incredible holiday season. Feel free to unmute yourself and ask the first question of the day.
All right. Nick, thanks so much for the kind introduction. Dave Berlin here in Las Vegas. And David, great training. Glad to be on this morning. Grateful to be one of your thousand, my friend. It'll be exciting to see you guys when you get here.
Thank you, brother.
My question comes from the celebration part. So as I have recently launched a podcast to really bring a lot of things into focus here for all of the people of Las Vegas, when you talk about celebrating, what advice or what questions can I ask to really invite people to this medium of coming on the show? I really want to celebrate what everybody's doing here in Las Vegas. There's been a handful of people, resistance-wise, that because I don't have like a huge following and all that stuff right out of the gate for this specific podcast, the Pursue Vegas podcast, what are ways that I can just kind of encourage people that this is more to celebrate them and where they're at, to remove kind of those metric barriers that
some people. Well, first of all, metric barriers are created by the meaning that you give the metric barriers. And I help so many people with their podcast because I would prefer to go on your podcast than on some humongous podcast. And let me tell you why. When you go on, and I've been on them all, from Impact Theory to Ed Milet to Gary Vaynerchuk to every single one, you are talking to an audience that wants to come on Joe Rogan to talk about and listen to Joe Rogan. Although there's millions of people, they love Joe, and where the difference is, you need to learn to articulate the value of your podcast comparatively to the metrics. And so let's say you have 100 people, Dave. Why not explain to people, as the head of the Global Entrepreneurship Week in Las Vegas, understanding the value that if I only have 100 people that listen to my podcast, imagine how engaged they must be. Because nobody's listening to Dave Berlin because he's famous. They're listening to Dave Berlin to learn from the people Dave Berlin came on, not to listen to Dave Berlin, because obviously they're already engaged and understand Dave Berlin. And it's to your benefit. If I'm the head of the Global Entrepreneurship Week in Las Vegas, and I have 100 people, and I know you have more than that, but if I only have 100 people, I would much rather take and do an interview. And I'm offering to do an interview on your show, brother. So please schedule it, because I would love to talk to your community, because it's completely aligned with who I want to speak with. And they must be highly engaged to, one, be aware of your podcast, and two, to listen to it. And by giving me a platform where you're elevating me, my brand, my ideas, my inspiration, intuition, and intellect, comparatively to try to show off yours and to sell yourself and to cannibalize my audience, I would rather have you articulate the quantitative value of your podcast, which I would say has more value than a lot of ones with the metrics that you're looking for. Now, if you want to sell sponsorship, you're going to have a difficult time, because sponsorship is derivative of those metrics and understanding those metrics, and they need eyeballs in order for them to sponsor your show. But as far as getting guests, I would use the open-ended question guide to ask people, hey, what are you doing today as a guest on podcasts? What do you like? What don't you like? Would it help you if, as the head of the Global Entrepreneurship Week in Las Vegas, I had you on my podcast, where the people who are in Las Vegas and are part of the entrepreneurship community and are hyperly engaged in that community would listen to you about your ideas, your book, your business, your coaching, whatever it may be? It would be much more valuable to people like me and many, many others if you utilized that open-ended question guide in order to facilitate the value. And you need to practice articulating the value, because you don't believe there, when you started that question, that there's more value beyond the metrics. But I'm promising you, Dave, there is. And so I want to encourage everyone out there that wants to be on a great podcast to go ahead and reach out to Dave. Where can they reach out to you, Dave?
Yeah, thanks for that. Dave@DaveMeansBusiness.com.
Dave. say the second one again. I interrupted you. Say it again.
Pursue.Vegas.
That's it. So reach out and get on his podcast. It's a great community of people. And Dave, please invite me to come on. I'm glad to be on there as well, and utilize that open-ended question template, which I'm happy to send to people. Practice articulating the quantitative value beyond the metrics. And I promise you, you'll have so many people that want to be on your podcast. If you want to be part of the Global Entrepreneurship Week in Las Vegas, if you want to be a part of that community, if you want to communicate with that community, reach out to Dave. He means business, that's for sure. Dave Berlin, thanks for joining me. Happy holidays. Celebrate everything celebratable. See you soon, brother. Awesome.
Always good being here. And next update, once we go live here on Clubhouse, we have a reoccurring trend that is coming back in the community. There's a will, there's a way. It's Will Stolle. Great to see you, my friend. And they're going to be jumping back in with the Monday mentorship and networking. But for the time being, feel free to unmute yourself and carry on this Q&A.
Good morning. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it. Glad your teeth are clean. David, thank you so much. You're the man. Celebrating you is easy because you have really transformed my life. I appreciate you. My question to you is, where are you doing on a regular basis to inspect your routine so that you can continue to, you know, fill your tank and non-negotiables? Are you changing your routine? Are there new things? Like, who, where are you? I find myself changing my routine, not often, but enough where, you know, you're nudging yourself in a direction here or there. You know, where do you find your inspiration for your health routine so that you can go out and celebrate others and give and receive?
Great question. So in the auspice of separating non-negotiable and negotiable behavior, the non-negotiables is where I get the most growth have the routines that are developed, because I'm committed via the dependent variable of human experience time, a minimum amount of time each day. And the more time that I give to the non-negotiable behaviors that are aligned with where I want to be or better, that are not relevant to the circumstances of each day, I develop through lenses of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude, better mechanisms, efficiencies according to that non-negotiable. I get the acceleration, the compounding outcomes of that growth, understanding, and learning by doing it and being committed a minimum amount of time each day. So whether it's my relationship with my mom, my kids, my wife, whether it's my health, whether it's my finance, my faith, whatever it may be, or my sleep, I'm continually accelerating, aggregating, and compound exponentially growing and learning from the committed, consistent behavior, knowing that by learning what I don't like or don't love about the habitual nature and rituals that are created by the human experience and the non-negotiable activities that I have each and every day according to the time that I allot to it, with my intentions of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing aligned with where I want to be or better, I now have a process of learning, growing, and expanding my skills, my knowledge, and my desire according to those activities, according to each and every one of those behaviors, those rituals. I'm getting better and better and better. Giving a diminished amount of intention to non-negotiable behaviors that are circumstantial in their nature that may or may not be prioritized each day. And so for me, it's focusing my main amount of intention on the non-negotiable behavior that are not circumstantial to each day, so that at my core, I'm expanding, I'm elevating, I'm accelerating, I'm growing, I'm aggregating. But most importantly, the outcomes, as you suggest, are exponential in their nature, because I utilize these intentional behaviors to learn from these non-negotiable activities each and every day, 7 days a week, learning to love what I don't like or love, learning to love what other people don't like or love, which then elevates all the secrets, the cheat codes, makes my life easy by identifying what puts me at dis-ease that interferes with who I actually am, part and parcel of an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought of more than enough of everything for everyone, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source that obviously protects, promotes, loves, and perfects me. And I'm just figuring out how to clear or shorten the distance of resistance through that wisdom of non-negotiable behavior and faith that there's something bigger than me that loves me more than my mind. These five daily practices will have changed my life, have changed so many people's life. And I, like I said, more than happy to share them with you, because they are at its core a framework to put each and every activity that you have into context, to not give you balance, not give you equity, but to give you appreciation. In other words, to add value to each and every day according to the circumstances of each day, the meaning of the past, and your divine direction, allowing all the detours to be divine, and most importantly, to allow divine time to reveal the elevation of celebration in your life, the elevation of your awareness to all that is infinite in your life and is powerful, all-knowing, abundant, so that you can experience more than enough of everything for everyone.
Faith is...
You got it, my friend. Yeah, look forward to seeing you on Mondays. So many of us are joining our Monday group and being part of that more intimate networking and one-on-one coaching group. So reach out to us and join Will and I, david@dmelcher.com. All right, Nick of Guam, we are exactly coming into the fourth quarter. It's football season. I think the NFL is on every single network, every single day, and it's growing exponentially. I've learned so many lessons from our politics and football when it comes to marketing and consistent behavior, both of those different areas, industries, careers, and jobs have elevated my awareness to marketing and branding, as has the NFL and as Netflix and Amazon. And who knows, you know, pretty soon Snapchat will have a game. I'm just waiting for it, or LinkedIn. Anyway, Nick, we're in the fourth quarter. Hold up four fingers. Let's know who's coming up next.
The four fingers are up as we head into the fourth quarter. And as a reminder for everybody here, let's make sure we continue to share the room with any of our friends, family, colleagues, anyone that would benefit from this incredible conversation. And as we continue to move forward, it is time to get Swifty. Mr. Brian Swift, it is great to see you here. Happy Friday. I hope you had an incredible Merry Christmas this week. Feel free to unmute yourself and ask away.
Thank you, Nick. And I am appreciating your great smile and wonderful, David. Always a pleasure, always learning. But part of my community that I guess I live in and serve is crazed about AI. And I agree that we should be celebrating more diversity and equity, because I don't believe I don't believe that everything is equal in life, and that's a lot of that's out of our hands, and a lot of people just work harder than others and believe more than others. How do you try to help people come along to understand that diversity is better it's a better way to celebrate life than trying to force equality?
Well, first of all, we can't change the way other people look at things. And so for me, I always try just to meet people where they're at. I say, meet them at their feet and then ask them questions, right? Be more interested than interesting. Utilize the open-ended question guide to bring them into the human experience, into their own journey. The minute we start to tell someone or to teach someone, we create resistance. What we need to do is use questions and suggestions. And the open-ended question guide, which I created, the template, is exactly aimed at being more interested than interesting, aimed at giving and utilizing questions to give suggestions, and then allowing people to take action by getting alignment with the suggestion, taking action and preparing them for adjustment, as in according to the meaning that they give their past and the divine direction they want to be in. And so for me, giving those tools, empowering them with the actual framework and contextual things that can help them, and then inspiring them with questions and giving them suggestions. So asking them, hey, what do you do today? What do you think about this? What do you like about that? What don't you like about it? Would it help you if? Do you know anyone that can help me? All of these different frameworks, a very simple templated way of getting and meeting people at their feet and then giving them a direction and assistant in alignment with where they want to be or better. Not where you want to be or better, where they want to be. Not with what's missing, not what they don't have, not what other people want for them, but for and to bring and elevate awareness to suggesting what they want to do. So meet people at their feet, utilize the open-ended question template in order to facilitate with questions and suggestions a movement and alignment, action and adjustment toward their divine direction. Does that sound fair?
Absolutely. And it totally makes sense. And I do agree, you have to meet people where they're willing to be met at their feet. I love that term. So Dave, thanks again for your wisdom and insights.
You got it, my friend. Have a happy, happy celebration of whatever you want to celebrate, including Nick's dental appointment. So we're all good here today. Thank you very much, Ryan. All right, Nick of Guam, we got 11 minutes, which is my lucky number. I'm born on January 11th. It's the launch of the Napoleon Hill, the revitalization of Napoleon Hill Institute. We're going to be bringing and modernizing all of the content of Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil, How to Sell Through Life, and many, many other pieces of content that other people may not even be aware of. With over 500 million books sold, we need to revitalize the greatest entrepreneur mindset book ever written and content ever created. And I'm blessed to be the chairman of the Napoleon Hill Institute to help other people. Nick of Guam, let's keep moving on.
Absolutely. I would suggest, Dave, why don't we go ahead and take a question from online, and then we'll come back to live here on Clubhouse as we have Brendan.
That sounds great. Let me just, there's so many, let me pick one out as we're moving forward. Sorry for, I wasn't prepared for that, Nick. So let me just pick one out here. Shoot, the first one.
Let's keep it live on Clubhouse while you go ahead and pick it from online, okay?
Thank you so much.
Beautiful. I will pass it over to Brent. Brent, go ahead and unmute yourself and ask away. We'll go online for the next question, and then we'll have time at the end. We'll have a minute to close this out. Brent, it's all yours. Go for the unmute.
Ah, there he is.
Yeah. No, good morning. You know, I love the fact that we're just like praising Nick and his dentist appointment. This is amazing. So, you know, Nick, I need an email introduction to your dentist. How's that?
That's great.
My dental marketing program is taking off, and the more momentum I can throw at it, the better. So thank you for that, Nick. I appreciate it, and I'm sure your teeth are sparkly clean. But I do have a question, though. So the 5 daily practices is, you know, that's a hell of a lesson, and it's amazing. But I feel like if I worked on those 5 daily practices, it would take me the entire day. So what exactly would you say is the priority of the 5 daily practices if I had to?
Know your what, for sure. So know what you want in alignment with the circumstances of the day, the meaning of the past, and the divine direction in which you want to travel. And if you can do that, you will absolutely, naturally know your who, know your how, prioritize, do it now, do it next, and then apply your why. But without knowing your what you want, not what's missing, not what you don't have, not what other people want from us, but knowing that absolutely is the most powerful of the 5 daily practices.
I appreciate it. I need cliff notes sometimes. You know, there's a lot of going on in the head here, and your wealth of knowledge, Dave. I appreciate you, Nick. I appreciate you, community. Love you lots. Thank you so much.
You got it, my friend. I look forward to seeing you soon, and thank you for being such a great part of our community.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Brent. And David, were you able to find a question online?
Yeah, I will. So the question is about the reconciliation between celebrating something and being hard on yourself. So there seems to be, you know, how much time do we spend in struggle compared to how much time do we spend celebrating? How can celebrating be bad? And spending too much time celebrating be bad? Well, in the idea that we're connected to an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source, an understanding that ease is the most powerful status that we can be at. So if we believe there's something bigger than us, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source, then celebrating actually will interfere because it will create an acceleration of this interference, the same as, you know, being punished. And so, you know, celebrating to me is like motivation. Motivation gets us up, gets us back up, get us started and get us back started. The difference of inspiration compared to motivation is inspiration gets us there. Celebration is a motivation, right? It gets us up and gets us back up, but it's not going to get us there. It's going to start interfering or draining us of the omniscient, all-powerful source that we're connected to. And so when we acknowledge and appreciate, we are getting up, getting back up, and allowing ourselves to put ourselves in a position to be inspired. And so for me, that's how I distinguish or reconcile why we don't want to celebrate all the time. Contextually, that doesn't put us at ease and doesn't allow us to derive the greatest source of inspiration and spirit. It elevates and celebrates and motivates, but it doesn't necessarily inspire. And so when we celebrate everything celebratable, we're elevating that celebration, but motivating us to get up, get back up, get started, get back started in order to live inspired in spirit. And identifying and appreciating the differences is an ability to shorten the distance of resistance that we create in the idea of inclusion, not diversity. I want inclusion and appreciation, not inclusion and diversity. And so in order to facilitate that, you need to reconcile the fact that celebration is like motivation. Inspiration is what occurs after we get up, get started, get back started, and get back up.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, David. And let's go ahead and keep it live here on Clubhouse for our last question. We have Eamon, who's been patiently waiting. So it's great to see you as always. Happy Friday. Feel free to unmute yourself and ask away.
Thank you so much, Nick. Thank you so much, David. Merry Christmas for all of you guys here on Clubhouse. And thank you for checking. Actually, what I'm just a, from your segment later today is that celebrating everything that is celebratable is equally elevated as exactly as gratitude. And I understand you right, because here's the point. If I'm celebrating everybody's religion, and I agree totally, and I'm doing that with you, because I believe that it's not only makes us feel united, it's increasing the amount of happiness, the amount of high frequency leverage, and the emotional state of being of everybody around us. That I see that this as maximizing our opportunities to be happy in a way. So do you mean that being grateful is something that I can call celebrating what is celebratable?
I absolutely, yeah. In that training, right, the gratitude is the core of all celebrations. Gratitude is your ability to find light, love, and lessons in everything. It's your ability to appreciate the differences. It's your ability to identify how we react to fear. It's your ability in order to be protected, promoted, perfected by the detours. The core of all celebration is gratitude. It is a capability. It is a skill set. Gratitude is more than a mindset. It allows us to create the best meaning to everything we see. And we give meaning to everything that we see. We do not give meaning to what other people see, and we cannot see the meaning that other people see. And so within the context of that separation, we, through gratitude, can give appreciation to those differences, shortening the distance of resistance between us and the omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing, between more than enough of everything for everyone. And yes, without a doubt, the practice of gratitude under the concept of mindset, heartset, and handset, skill set, and the actual handset of that skill set of skills, knowledge, and desire all combined into a gracious perspective or meaning in order to facilitate helping people to get where they want to be and other people helping you get to where you want to be, creating this community of people that want to help one another and know people that can help one another. Gratitude is the core of all celebrations, without a doubt. It is a skill set of celebrating. Nick, we are coming right into the end. Thank you so much, everyone, for the extraordinary questions. Thanks for your time during these holidays. Please remind, remember, and recollect. Celebrating everything celebratable is a perfection of more than enough of everything for everyone. Living in an abundant life, celebrating everything celebratable training. Reach out to me for any of the guides, exercises, or join us on Monday in our one-on-one private networking group. Get the guides, the books for free. David@dmeltzer.com, the easiest place to find me. David@dmeltzer.com. Thank you, everyone. We appreciate you. Appreciate all that you do. We'll be back next Friday. We've been doing these trainings for over 25 years. They're coming into the new year. We will have intention training next week on Friday. Come and join us. Same time, same bat channel. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.